This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:06, and this part of the show is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience the Planet Home event this September 3rd. That's today. Today through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food, and a beverage program, all to solve the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco, that's E-C-O, for info and tickets. Joining us right now, Gabrielle Hull. Welcome to the program, Gabrielle.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
You are one of the CEOs of this whole event.
Yes, I am.
So what is the thing you're most looking forward to? With this whole, because this event sounds amazing.
Wow, it's really hard to pinpoint one or two things. Tonight, I'm really excited to listen to the fireside chat between Hasan Minhaj and Edward Norton.
Oh.
It's
going to
be on our main stage before the
music
kicks off.
That sounds like it's going to be amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you have a great lineup of guests.
We do.
This is the first I've even heard of Hasan Minhaj. I'm a huge fan of his. Yeah. This is amazing. But Ed Norton Jr., that's a crazy, like, is he just so concerned about the planet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both are. And Hasan is our host for the evening. And
oh,
Edward
fantastic.
Is coming to, you know, he's very involved with a bunch of different different nonprofits and initiatives. So
right.
He's going to come and share what he does.
You're talking to a bunch of people right now. So this is an opportunity to, if they've got an opening in their schedule,
mm-hmm.
to tell them why they should go. So what is going on at the event that would make someone want to be there for it? Besides the fireside chats, tell us what's going on. I mean,
we have an incredible array of immersive experiences where people can really come and see and feel empathy for the planet. We have Through the Ashes, for example, where we have a half burned out home from the fires that have been come in,
right.
So people can kind of see what's happened from our escalating fires. We have a lot of really great musicians. We have Anna Klendingen. We have Gallant tonight. We have Nick Murphy, also known as Chet Faker. Tomorrow we have Snoop Dogg doing a DJ set as Snoopadelic,
mm-hmm.
Wyclef Jean. We have scientists and entrepreneurs and educators and technologists all talking about solutions, about changes we can make in our everyday lives to make better choices on the planet. And we have a really simple framework around how we make decisions every day. We eat, make, move, and live to better protect the health of our planet.
Oh, that's interesting. Just to sort of lay it out in an easy to,
yeah.
to consume format.
Really easy way. I mean, personally, I like thinking about how we eat because we make 3 to 6 choices about what we eat every single day. And if we're just a little more thoughtful about those choices, we can really have impact.
And then how is this event set up? So it's at the Palace of Fine Arts. Are you
yeah.
inside the giant
So we're inside
building?
The giant building that used to be the Exploratorium,
mm-hmm.
and we have all of these immersive experiences set up all over the place, speaker stages, music stages, lots of different things happening simultaneously across the venue, and then we have a conference next door in the theater. So it's going to be really, really exciting. It starts today at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock today.
For
then
more info, planethome.eco
yes.
That's right.
is the website where people can get. You know what's important that you just said? Because I am a big fan of the environment. I'm a Surf Rider Foundation member, among others. And but I hate the feeling that it's hopeless. And so the
mm-hmm.
idea that you are going to show people ways in daily life that they can make decisions that will help, that alone is enough for me to want to go.
Well, thank you.
That's huge. That's really good.
So today it starts at 5. What time are things kicking off tomorrow? Is that an all-day thing? Or?
Tomorrow it starts at 2.
Okay.
2 to 11:30. And on Sunday it opens at 10 and goes till 5.
So there's exhibits during the day and then we shut down and we all dance? Or is it it's sort of ongoing throughout?
The exhibits are ongoing throughout all the way.
So you could be in and out, like enjoy a couple songs from Snoopadelic and then walk into some kind of immersive interactive exhibit.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then there'll be other music and other speakers going on in the exhibits at the same time if you don't want to go to the main stage where We're having the big acts.
So it's pretty spread out, and
yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be a...
It's pretty exciting. It's kind of like, I would call it like the future of experiential entertainment, and it's kind of a new way of doing things.
And is this your brainchild? Did you come up with this whole thing?
Oh, with my co-founder, my co-founder Anthony Randall and I came up with this, yeah.
Nice. And how, so we were just sitting around having dinner and making good food choices and said, we need to tell people how to do this.
Well, not quite. I live here in San Francisco. I've lived here for a really long time. Back in 2008, I read one day in the newspaper that we were about to be sprayed with pesticides from the air on a weekly basis. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do, yeah.
And it was the first moment in my life where I felt compelled to take action and do something outside of what I do every day with my family and work and things. And a bunch of people really came together and were able to get the spray stopped. It didn't happen. So I kind of really was inspired by the fact that a few people can really make a difference. And that led for me to really start supporting and looking into a lot of different environmental nonprofits, the science, the research, and then wondering why these solutions have been out in the world for 30 years. We've known what they are. Why aren't they being adopted right. fast enough? And then I met Anthony, and he comes from the entertainment world, music production, and he was talking about festivals around promoting the environment, and I had this aha moment of, wow, that's what's missing. We need culture. We need to make this fun. It can't right. just be doom and gloom.
And when you get possible. Together with like-minded people, you know, like you did, you know, to stop the spraying, you find that the few of you can make a huge difference.
Right.
Well, good luck with the festival this weekend.
Yeah.
I think it just sounds absolutely amazing. PlanetHome.eco. Gabrielle Hull, thank you so much for being on today. Great success. We can't wait to hear from everybody how amazing it was. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, right now, another person who just tries to do good in the world, Oprah. We love Oprah. She sizzles. Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour, Your Life in Focus, February 22nd at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco. The tickets go on sale today at LiveNation.com, or you can win a pair right now if you're calling number 9, 800-400-3697. Call now, and you can go see Oprah. Let's make that an electric, no-emissions car, shall we? thanks again, Gabrielle Hull, CEO for the Planet Home Eco Show this weekend. All right, so I want to start this break with, you know that they're doing another Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, what does that mean that I'm old enough to have been around for, is this the third generation then?
I guess so, because there was the TV show, then there mm-hmm. was the Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz.
And they made multiple movies.
They did, they made a couple of them, so now
Lucy
there's a
Liu.
Whole new, oh yeah,
right.
Lucy Liu, oh my God. So now there's three new, the only name that I think is recognizable, and I'm looking at the picture of the new angels, I'll hand it to you, is Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
She's the chick from Twilight. I'm sure she does not want to be referred to as that. So she also stars, let's see, Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinska star as the angels. And I think Elizabeth Banks is playing Bosley. Is that the guy's name? The one who is like the liaison between Charlie and the
well,
angels?
Well, looking at the photo, I can tell you that this is clearly not for me.
Like oh.
They've aimed it at the young kids because these aren't movie stars to me. I don't know.
Right.
And if you didn't tell me that was Kristen Stewart, I would look at this and say, yeah, I don't know anybody here.
Well, the nice thing I think about it is that I hope it's like a female action movie because one of the things as I look back on the first iteration of Charlie's Angels is a little lip glossy, you know? It was, I want these women to be just so badass. And listen, Farrah was badass in her day, but, you know,
okay.
We're capable of much more badassery. Anyway, there is a video out for a song that Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey did, and it's called Don't Call Me Angel. And it's going to be featured in the film, and the video's out. So is there also footage from the movie in this video?
I'm not sure if it's maybe. It could be, because it has some girls walking around some set, and it's not the three. It's not Ariana or Miley.
Oh, so
I'm assuming it's probably one of these girls.
Well, did you look at the picture that Vinny had?
Yeah, I didn't recognize this girl, though. Here, I'll show you the video.
All right, yeah. So anyway, here's a new song from those
that
three.
That girl right there. Who is that girl?
Oh, that is one of the girls. I don't
yeah,
know
I'm not
which,
sure
what
which
her
one that is.
It's either Naomi or Ella. Oh, boy.
And there's Ariana
there's
on the
Ariana.
Roof.
There's Ariana. She's about to sprout some wings. There's Miley.
She bites his ear.
She bites dudes. I want to hear Lana. Can we flip forward to her?
She's about to give him a lap dance, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, don't call me Angel, but here I am posing like a
yeah,
like a hussy.
She has some moves. See that move right there?
Oh, God, she just gave me a full spread eagle. Oh. Well, thank you.
God, I'm going to show Vinny that move.
Let's hear a...
Look at this move, Vinny. Right there. You see that?
Don't call me Angel.
Let me see if I can find Lana.
All right, let me hear her, Lana. They had to slow it down for her. It's got to be chill.
Obviously, yes.
Oh, she's a little devil. All right. So there you go. You can watch that, you know, blow off a couple minutes of work. It's pretty good. There's some moves in there, man. Don't call me Angel, but I'm going to sit in your lap right now.
You are?
Nope.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a grown woman. I don't do that.
All right. Well, that's too
bad. Never catch me twerking on Instagram. Unless I get it down. Unless I get it going really good, then I'll do it.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to embarrass myself.
So this premiered right. about, 10 hours ago, and it has about 8 million views.
Of course it does. So. I can't believe it only has 8 million views. Mm. Don't call me Angel.
Well, they know their audience, and so I'm sure it's going to be huge.
Yeah. Demi Moore is nude on the cover of the new issue of Harper's Bazaar. She looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Photoshop gets some credit, but, you know, she looks great. 56 years old. Go for it, Demi. Inside the magazine, she talks about her crazy childhood, including having to revive her mom when she was having an overdose. Awesome. She says...
Didn't her mom make the news for a little while there?
I can't remember.
I think her mom was out in the press...
Saying stuff about
saying
her?
Crazy stories. I want to say
I
it was.
I thought her mom died, but I don't know.
Well, she may have since then, but right. I think her mom made headlines, and I think her mom posed.
Oh my God! Really?
On the cover of a magazine. God, am I?
Is it Bad Daughters magazine?
No, but I think she did like a spoof on one of her daughter's famous poses.
Oh.
I could be wrong. I'm misremembering it.
If you remember anything, I don't remember anything about her mother. So here's what she says in the magazine. She says, the next thing I remember is using my fingers, the small fingers of a child, to dig the pills my mother had tried to swallow out of her mouth while my father held her mouth open and told me what to do.
Jeez.
Something very deep inside me shifted then, and it never shifted back. My childhood was over. In a separate interview that she did with the New York Times. And listen, this is all to promote her book. It's a memoir called Inside Out. It hits shelves on November 24th. So that's why she's doing it. We were wondering yesterday, like, what project does she have going on?
Right.
Inside Out. So she's talking to the New York Times. She said she miscarried shortly after she started dating Ashton Kutcher in 2003. It was a girl. Ooh. They had a name picked out for her and everything, Chaplin Ray. She said she blamed herself when she miscarried and started drinking to cope with the loss. She and Ashton married in 2005, but her drinking just got worse and worse, and she was also abusing Vicodin. We'd heard that she'd done a little rehab time. Demi and Ashton split in 2011, amid reports that he cheated on her, and in 2012 she had a seizure after she smoked synthetic cannabis and inhaled nitrous oxide.
Oh, wow.
And it gave her a seizure?
Apparently so. According to her. So she covers all this and her eventual recovery in a memoir called Inside Out, September 24th, Demi Moore in the news. If you haven't seen that picture yet, she looks absolutely amazing.
She looks super healthy. Good
she
for
does.
Her.
Yep. So I did not watch. I did watch some of the debate last night, just because we had it on at the house, and you know you'd hear people yammering on about things and not answering the question that was asked, and just sort of getting their own agenda out there. This guy Andrew Yang, it was one of the 10. And he made a big splash by saying his campaign is going to randomly select 10 families and give them a total of $120,000 over the next year. So people are going, where's that money coming from? And so what he's going to do is give $1,000 a month to 10 randomly selected families for 1 year. So it comes out to $120,000. He says he's not paying them to vote for him, at least not directly. He called it a freedom dividend, and it's a pilot program for his universal basic income plan. I guess this is part of his platform.
Hmm.
He said, if you believe you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com. Tell us how $1,000 a month would help you do just that. This is how we'll get our country working again for us, the American people. Some of the candidates began laughing at this. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, or however you say his name. A campaign official said the money will come from campaign funds and would be paid out for the full year, even if he doesn't become the nominee. By the way, some experts are saying, no, you can't do this. That's a violation of election law. I guess he actually has done this out of his own money for one family. He had picked some random family and he's giving them $1,000 a month just as sort of his grand experiment. But that's his own money, and I guess he's free to gift people whatever he wants. But yeah, I don't think campaign funds doesn't seem like a on the level use of them.
He was pitching that he was going to, when he becomes president, that he'll give every single citizen $1,000 per month as, you know, to help our economy. I don't know where that money's coming from.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. You know, probably more taxes.
But he's also a Berkeley grad and from New York in the Bay Area.
Oh.
Back and forth.
Is that so?
It's a trip.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, it's great. We should be throwing new ideas out there. And we can laugh at some of them. But who knows?
Yeah, but contesting?
I know. It just seems so just right. Social media trashy. Like, oh, God, what has the world come to? J.K. Rowling has donated $18 million for MS research.
Oh, wow.
I know. Well, her mom died of MS, apparently. Mm. J.K. Rowling's mom suffered from the disease, died at age 45. And she made, I guess in 2010, she made a pretty big donation that started the Anne Rowling Regenerative Neurology Clinic at a university, the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. So she made a huge donation.
Good for her.
I know, it's great.
She can afford it.
She can.
It's worth $1 billion.
I know, oh my God. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. So you remember when DJ Khaled said he doesn't go downtown?
No.
Yep.
What did he say?
He doesn't visit Australia. He doesn't dine at the Southern Kitchen.
He doesn't?
No. I actually, every time I see his face, it's all I can think about. Like, and then there's pictures of him with his wife, and she looks so happy. I'm like, what are you happy about? Anyway.
What does he do in between kissing and then doing it?
What's nothing. I don't know. Feels her boobs. I really don't know.
Has her do all the work?
Yeah, she does all the work.
Yeah.
And he had, like, I don't have the exact quotes in front of me. He had some funny quotes about it. Like, I would never do that. I'm the king. Please. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's my queen, but mm-mm.
Give me, like, 2 seconds. I'll get it for
you. Oh, yeah. Give me that. So DJ Khaled's wife, Nicole, is pregnant with their second child. We all know how that happened and what didn't happen when that was going on. He's just so funny because, you know, I don't know if you guys follow this at all, but he's got a little kid, Assad. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how old that kid is, 2.5?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
That kid's a young prince. Like, he carries that kid around like he's the second coming. It's hilarious. So
is it?
Yeah, I think so. He says, God is the greatest. All I ever wanted to do is inspire the world to be great and leave a legacy. Almost 3 years ago when I found out my queen was expecting our son Assad, I knew my life would change forever and that our legacy would still soon be on the way. After that blessing, I released some of my biggest albums to date, Grateful and Father of Assad. Inspired by his greatness. Just when I thought life couldn't get any better, I received another blessing that my queen's expecting in addition to our legacy. I'm feeling more inspired now than ever. As we go into this journey, I'm taking fan love along with me to keep the love and blessings flowing to the world. Hashtag family. God is the greatest. Mama Assad. Assad, we got another one. Allah, I love you so much. My queen, I love you so much. Assad, I love you so much. And to my little boy in my queen's belly, I love you so much. Hashtag we the best. Why? He's so... It's hilarious.
Can I hear what he says downtown dining here? Sounds a little selfish.
Ugh.
All right.
He didn't like it. He's not doing it. He's the king, for God's sake.
But I'm sure he lets them do that.
Of course. Well, right.
He just said it. Yeah. There's things you don't want to do that you got to do because I'm the king.
Because I'm the king.
He just said that.
But I don't got to do that.
Right.
Because I'm the king.
Right. I don't want to.
That poor queen.
Right.
Oh man, that's
a real.
I just can't.
That's
DB?
A piece of work. Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, do me a favor, keep that handy. Whenever I look like a jerk, play that. I need you to have that handy, so that whenever
you're like a god.
Whenever I'm stepping in it, we just play that, and it brings me back to center a little bit.
Sure,
you're not so bad.
All right.
I'll do that all day.
As far as the spectrum goes, I guess you're right in the middle.
Thank you.
I'm going to retitle this clip as DJ Khaled's a jerk, and then we can remember how I saved it.
In parentheses, well, makes Vin look good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give you a break-in story right now.
Oh, please do. Oh, my God. What's happening?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Breaking news, everyone. Thank you. Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, no. Don't do it, then. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Maybe it's not true.
You won't be that upset about it.
Oh.
Eddie Money.
Oh.
The singer. I got two tickets to paradise. Take me home tonight.
Yep, and you know, and shaking that pair of fingers.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm. He is dead at the age of 70.
Remember, the story was just out. He was like, I'm going to beat this.
Yep. Stage 4 esophageal cancer. He had taken time off. He died Friday the 13th. He died
and
today.
By the way, to that guy, what's the guy we were just talking about?
Khaled, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, if you don't want to do that, your excuse is you don't want esophageal cancer or whatever. What's the thing?
Esophageal. Oh, yeah, the mouth.
What's
mouth
the thing
cancer.
That
Michael Douglas.
Douglas Scott, he said it's because I like doing
mouth
that.
Mouth cancer or
whatever.
Something?
Yeah, that's your excuse, cancer, ding dong. You don't go around saying I don't do that because I don't want to. Because I'm the king, you dummy.
Just like Ronnie said.
Be my little baby. We should do this in my cover band.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
I know he has a
he had taken time off.
That plays music as well.
He had taken time off from performing due to other health issues, including developing pneumonia while recovering from heart valve surgery. He passed away peacefully early this morning, says his family. With a heavy heart, we say goodbye to our loving husband and father. We cannot imagine our world without him. We're grateful he'll live on forever through his music. 11 albums, spoofed his own hits and TV commercials. He had his own reality TV show, Real Money, on Access TV.
Oh, yeah. I saw a few episodes of that.
He said, I thought I was going in for a checkup, and the doctor said, you've got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually talked about his cancer diagnosis in an episode that aired last night. We found out I had cancer. It was stage 4. It was in my liver, my lymph nodes, a little bit in my stomach. It hit me really, really hard. Rest in peace, Eddie Money.
Awful.
All right, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
A bunch of nonsense and your sports weekend ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Ooh, caught off guard because we're talking about this Madonna concert contest
yeah,
we're doing. So coming up at 8 o'clock, Madonna's bringing her Madame X tour to San Francisco for 3 nights at the Golden Gate Theater. We are going to play you 5 tiny snippets of 5 Madonna songs. The first person who correctly identifies all 5 songs in the correct order is going to win a pair of tickets for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. 3 nights at the Golden Gate Theater, October 31st, November 2nd, and November. So, and these are Halloween night tickets, right?
Yes, the ones we're giving away.
Ermager, that's so good. And November 4th. They go on sale today at livenation.com, and at 8 o'clock, you'll have your first crack at those snippets.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick with the upcoming football weekend as Stanford is at UCF and North Texas is at Cal. So Berkeley has a home game.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. I'll be there.
All
I'll
right. Be there. Good news. And then Kansas City's in town to take on Oakland, and the 49ers go to Cincinnati. So there are your local team's schedules.
Surprised you're not doing that story out of USA Today about the best quarterbacks of all time.
I didn't see that story.
Really? Are you sure you didn't see that story?
I'm pretty sure I missed it.
That's weird. Oh.
What do you know about it?
Oh, I know all about it. Read it with relish.
Huh, weird.
Yeah.
No,
I feel like that's something you wouldn't have missed. I don't know.
I feel like it's more important that I do this story for you. Right. This is for you. that I'm about to do.
Okay. I'll take the bait.
Ever sit and wonder, how old is the universe? Mm. How old must this universe be?
Like, when did the Big Bang happen?
How old is the universe? Apparently, according to new calculations, they suggest that the universe could be a couple billion years younger than scientists originally thought. They were off by a couple billion years. Yeah. Billions. With a B.
Yeah.
I know we've gotten numb to these millions and then it's billions. But for us to be off by 2 billion, is that a D? Is that an F? That's a flunk, right?
Well,
I mean, if you're grading the scientist papers and they've turned in homework that says they're off by 2 billion years.
I guess it depends on what they, how old, does it say how old they actually think it is? Because this has to do with how fast it's expanding. Like, the original estimates were that it was expanding at X rate, and they've just found out that it's expanding much faster than that. So if it's it's how fast other galaxies are moving away from us, or what have you. The thing about it is that it's depressing. If we ever want to reach another galaxy, they're just getting further and further away every day, faster than we even thought.
The expansion rate that Sarah just referred to correctly, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's actually written here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Called the Hubble constant, is one of the most important numbers in cosmology.
Oh, cosmology. It's a beautiful universe.
Wood nymphs.
A larger Hubble
Dryads.
Constant makes for faster moving and younger and a younger universe.
So what are they, does it say somewhere in there how old they think? What were the original estimates? If it's 2 billion
years
younger.
The generally accepted age of the universe is 13.7 billion years based on the Hubble constant of 70. Now they're saying it looks like it's more around 11.4 billion years old.
Still pretty old.
Yeah, it's just funny to me that, I mean, I get it. I That's know. What am I making fun of? Nothing. So people
yeah,
study this
funny.
Stuff and they're into it.
I
but
think
to
that's
me,
really interesting,
I mean, that
though.
Is like, holy crap, dude, you're off by a lot.
Yeah.
And
well, hard to rate the, you know, expansion of the universe.
Just because I'm a simpleton and don't know why you'd bother trying to figure it out doesn't mean that somehow at a later date they're not going to be able to get to that other planet that. Based
well,
on the calculate, whatever.
In our galaxy, we may be able to make it to another star because the stars here are close. But the photo in that, if it's the article I was looking at this morning, you know, the Hubble telescope has looked past the stars that we can actually see, and all you can see are other galaxies. It's freaking insane. Like our Milky Way, we think it's so huge. It's one of the. That's the one.
These are black and white. It doesn't do much for
these
me.
These are, but look at them. They're flat. These are all galaxies. These aren't other stars that they can see back there. These are other huge clusters, galaxies of stars. Separate. It's insanity. We're so tiny. We thought we were a grain of sand. We're not even that.
We're not even a grain of sand.
We're not even a grain of
are
sand.
Are you kidding me?
We're not even a dust mote.
Whoa.
We're not a dust mote. We're like a little electron or something. I don't even know what we are. We're nothing. And yet, we are everything because we're all we know.
Right.
And we need to make sure that the human race, we're amazing. Have you seen the way people can contort their bodies and the things we invent and the songs that we sing and the math problems that we solve? We are a race of people worth, or a race of species. We're a species worth saving. We need other settlements. I've spoken. Thank you.
Jeez, I know.
I'm going to Planet Home. I mean, humans are amazing. It would be so sad if we lived and died on this planet and no one anywhere else in the cosmos knew that we ever existed. Of course, there's some jerks out there, too. You know who you are. Haters.
Talking about Mickey from Big Brother.
Oh, well, sure. Yes.
Anyway, I did that story for you.
Thank
you. I knew you were into that.
Yeah, well, you got me right off the greatest of all time.
I'm so. Not even, I don't know what you're
yes,
talking
you do.
About.
I know that you do.
Someone called the front desk at Days Inn in Towson, Maryland on Monday afternoon because they heard two women fighting in a room.
Oh.
A security guard went to check it out, and it turns out those ladies weren't fighting.
Oh. Bow-chicka-bow-wow.
They were doing it.
But it sounded like a lion was eating them.
One of the women, 34-year-old Allison Daughtry, Started arguing with the security guard for breaking up the...
Yeah, hello, I was almost there.
...momentum. He eventually kicked him out of the hotel because it got that heated.
Oh, got that heated.
Wow.
So they finish up in the car or what?
They took the argument to the lobby where the women kept going at it with the guard and the front desk staff, and eventually Allison pulled out a gun and pointed it at the security guard.
Stop pulling out guns, everyone!
He wrestled it away from her. Then it went off and a bullet hit the door frame.
Now she's
been arrested for attempted murder, assault, reckless.
Oh,
and
boy,
you've seen
people.
What? What have you seen,
I've seen
Keanu?
Many things.
Allison's been arrested for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment.
Dang. She's so lucky that she didn't murder
right.
that too.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Horrible.
Yeah. I take it all back. We're not worth it. Some of us are.
Oh, here's a different... I should have done these in a better order. Darn me.
Oh, all darn right. you.
Well, I'm going to give myself an F for this news break.
No.
I'm giving you an A so far.
Yeah.
It's good. Except for that one thing where you missed that big story about the best quarterback of all time.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Think you do. Bow.
I love this story just because I remember being a guy who, in the course of any given night at a party, there you'd find me with a cooler spinning a beer to get it nice and cold. For some reason, me and my dumb friends had decided that if you spin a beer, it makes it cold faster.
Like if you put warm ones into a cooler and now you spin it in the ice. Do you think that's real?
It seemed to be the way.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you that it's weird that we were always finding ourselves with warm beers, but we were underage finding beers wherever we could get them.
Sure. Picking up every stone. Oh, are there beers under here? Well, there's a lizard. Do you have any beer?
Yeah.
Little tiny lizard beers.
There's a guy who came up with something called a chilled drink calculator.
Oh.
He built an online calculator that tells you exactly how long it'll take you to chill your booze.
Do I need all kinds of thermometers and stuff first?
Newton's law of cooling.
Okay.
So they say here it's pretty accurate.
Is agitating the liquid inside helpful? Does he say anything about that if you're willing to sit there and spin your beer?
It doesn't say that, no.
That actually seems to make sense to me. Like you'd be actually moving the contents inside.
Right.
So why wouldn't it?
It should, and we did. Oh, is that it? Oh, look at that. There's something that spins it for you. Oh, but it's about to... No, it doesn't explode.
It didn't even explode.
Chill drinks 20 times faster by spinning them. Look at that!
Vinny, it looks like you were right. You're a scientist! Oh, she's reaching into her leather jacket to get the...
No, I'm an alcoholic. That's what I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right. That's what I was up to.
So basically...
Oh, look at that.
That's hilarious.
Not even the thing that in the news story. But Bryn found someone who'd come up with a similar idea. Easy way to... You know what? And you want that because... You know how dumb you look sitting at a party spinning a beer? Like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, turns out not that dumb. You know what it looks like is a handheld drill. Like a little drill. So I suppose if you could work out something to attach to as a drill bit... You could do this for free.
The chilled drink calculator wants you to type in the type of booze, beer, wine, or liquor, the type of container, whether it's can or glass bottle, where you've been storing it, like if it's been at room temp or sitting outside on a hot day, how you're chilling it, fridge, freezer, or ice water, and how cold you want it to get. And it lists the optimal temps for different drinks and...
What's the optimal? Is it like 40 degrees? What was the temperature for a beer? What do you want an ice cold beer to be at? Is 40 degrees too cold?
43.
Oh, 43.
Is what you want a cold beer at. And 48 for a bottle of champagne.
Oh.
So, chilled drink calculator if you're interested.
It's an app.
Yeah, well, no, it looks like it's a website.
Oh. He needs to get an app base. I'm not going to be bringing my computer with me to the party. I just have my phone.
So. Right. Well.
I'd like an app, please.
Besides, you're thirsty. You don't need, you know, you're not even want the app.
You know what? I'll drink my first one warm. By the time I get to my second one, it'll be fine.
Because you're going to sit there and spin it.
Sure. I'll be spinning it while I'm drinking the first one.
Like a crazy person.
Bitching about how warm it is. Oh, that sucks.
A guy in California named Curtis Whitson recently went on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son. They hiked across a river, and then they couldn't get back. The water rose faster than they expected, so they had no way out. There was no cell service, so they were stuck. They put a message in a bottle and sent it over a waterfall and hoped someone would find it.
And?
They were in a real dilemma.
Where was this?
When's the last time you found yourself in a real dilemma?
It's been a while. I mean,
probably
I really live my
Costa
life
Costa Rica,
to be,
right?
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what? That's exactly when it was. Mm. Like, I'm like, we are in need of the authorities. We need help. Where are the authorities? This boat is going to sink and we're all going to die.
They took a green water bottle, scratched the word help on it, and then put a note inside that said, "We are stuck. We are at the waterfall. Get help, please." Two hikers found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream and called for help.
Oh!
Then a rescue helicopter spotted them around midnight, but they had to wait till morning to airlift them out.
No, they only had to wait one night. That's
right, but that's when you're out in nature and all of a sudden it gets real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize you are in over your head
mm-hmm.
and you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, this went from doo-doo-doo.
Oh, what a lovely day for a hike.
You wearing your sunscreen, honey? Yeah, I'm good. You need a snack? Nope, I'm fine. All right, let me know. Okay. To, oh my God, we might die out here.
Life and death, yeah.
Where was this?
This was in here in California. Let me see where. No, I don't have exactly
I didn't
where.
See the location when I read the story.
Yeah,
either.
Because I'm wondering actually, version. Like, what was on the other side of the river? Like, did they just not want to keep going? Like, would they not hit some kind of settlement at some point?
I don't know.
I guess if you're in the mountains, you wouldn't. That's crazy.
Just says a family hiking in California.
They
I'm
made
sure
it.
There's more to the story. I'll look it up.
All right.
And get back to you. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
I love texts.
Oh,
I love your enthusiasm for all of the galaxies beyond ours.
Oh my God. I'm so into it.
Look at this grouping of stars. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's there. It, you know,
I know I
it's
get,
so crazy,
I hear
Vinny.
You.
Like,
I heard you. I know.
Galaxies.
I got it.
It's called Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park.
Oh.
Oh, Pfeiffer Big Sur. So
yeah.
It's down in Big Sur.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh.
I know it. I've been there.
Have you camped there?
Yeah.
I've camped in Big Sur.
Oh, I've camped in Big Sur a bunch of times. Yeah. I've camped there alone. I've camped there with that the girl I used to go out with.
UTI night.
I went there. What?
Wasn't that the UTI night?
No, that was actually in...
the foothills, Sierra.
No. Where was that?
Yosemite.
Yeah. That's where that was.
It's not good. It's the last thing you want when you're on a camping trip. Like, you got
to. Well, she was so bummed because she's like, I'm in pain and I'm going to have to keep getting up and get it going out to not,
try to pee
right.
and not be able to.
And it was snowing rain.
Oh,
rainy
boy.
Snow.
Oh, my God. Miserable. That was a miserable night for her. As miserable as you were, rest assured, it was more miserable for
her. Oh, I wasn't miserable. I
oh,
actually
did you just pass right
well.
Out?
Yeah,
oh,
I slept fine and woke up in the morning and was like...
Sure, she was looking at you all night like, I
how are you?
Kill him.
Good morning, honey. How are you?
And she's all, there are daggers coming out of my eyes going right to your heart.
I haven't slept at all. I saw a bear and I want to kill you.
Mm.
And I was like,
Wow, we had a totally different night from each other.
Sheesh.
Brush, that morning breath. Mm.
Yikes. Did I say our text number? 800-400-3697. That's the number. Too bad I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, we'll do some new music right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.